Hello, welcome back, everybody. It's Turn It Off with Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
What were you thinking? That's all I have to say. What?
Did you know? Okay, all right. Well, hold on. Wait a minute before we even get. The movie we're talking about, in case no one looked at the show notes, is Get Out. Jordan Peele's Get Out from last year. Actually, from this year. It's from earlier this year. Although, by the time everybody's hearing this, it'll be 2018 by just a couple of days. But we're recording this at the very end of 2017. I think this is a great movie. I think this is a genuinely great horror movie with great social commentary. I think it's I think it's one of the few movies that I didn't see it until it came to home video. I missed it in theaters, and to me, it's one of the few movies that lives up to the hype because everyone said, "Oh my God, this thing is just so great!" And I really think it does. I've now seen it twice. You got through the whole movie, right?
Yes.
Okay. Even though there was some jumpy outy stuff, but I warned you about that. But I
just want everybody to refer back to the last episode where he said
Black Christmas
that he didn't show me jumpy outy things,
right?
Because he knows I don't.
I know, but I did warn you about this one because I thought this movie was so good that it was worth it. The look I'm getting, everybody, it's not good. Did you not enjoy this movie?
I did not enjoy one second.
Oh, now come on!
I thought that
you didn't think it was compelling.
I thought there were aspects of it that were compelling, not like the part where I said you should watch this and then tell me what happens.
Right.
And you're like, oh, no.
Well, no. I didn't say that. I had already seen it.
Right.
I'd already seen it.
Right. And you told me basically that
right.
I should watch it.
Yes.
The next time that I say you should watch this.
Yeah.
That's code for.
Oh, code for. You could have asked to turn it off, though.
Well, I took your word for it. That the end was going to be, or something.
Mm-hmm.
What a scary movie.
It is a very scary movie. It is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's very funny at times, though.
There's, like, little funny moments peppered in, like,
the TSA guy is very funny.
Hell, yeah, the TSA guy is great.
Yeah. I just think it's a really good mixture of social commentary. I mean, and then... You know, I mean, the whole early stuff about, you know, are your parents going to be okay with this? And then Bradley Whitford and Catherine Keener, who are great, they're great in this movie, like, are just so overdoing it with the whole, I would have, like, you know,
they voted for Obama for a third time.
That's like the fourth thing they say to him after meeting, which is sort of like, awkward.
Mm-hmm.
When this movie got released, there was this whole big thing about that it was like a critique of, like, liberal racism, that it was like, oh, all racism is not just on sort of like the conservative side, there's liberal racism, and of course there is, but I don't think this movie really is about that, because these people are like part of a death cult. I think their politics is pretty irrelevant to the discussion. It's sort of like if you find out somebody's a serial killer, oh, they also vote Republican, but that has nothing to do with anything. They're a serial killer first before they decide how they vote on tax policy. So I don't think.
Do we know Jeffrey Dahmer's politics?
Yeah, it's irrelevant. Yeah. But I thought that the performances and the story were all so good and inventive that you would get past the jumpy outy parts that were scary. That was my estimation.
No.
Did you at least think it was a good movie?
It's hard to separate good from hell. So there was so much hell.
I did warn you off the brain surgery part. I did tell you at least.
Thank
don't
you,
look
sweetie.
At that. Don't look at the brain surgery part.
That was so good of you.
I just think it's a really interesting movie. I just think
it was interesting. And I thought
the main actor, Daniel Kuhlawa, I think is how you say his name. I think he's British.
Really?
Yeah.
Great accent.
His flawless American accent. And I think Allison Williams is great. I think the way Jordan Peele, wrote and directed this, half of Key and Peele.
Mm-hmm. I wondered if that's...
Yes.
Wow.
That's the guy. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? He uses her perfectly because you could see why, like, guys would just be sort of dizzy for her because mm-hmm. she's very beautiful and, mm-hmm. you know, and she seems like this sort of like...
And she's a nice girl.
Unattainable prize.
Or so you
think. Yes. I mean, when he discovers the box full of photos.
And
that's
she
like,
told him that he
you were
was
my
the
first, first black guy I've ever dated. Yeah, you're like, oh my god. I love her sitting there eating the half of Fruit Loop with milk.
With three sips of milk.
While she's listening to the whitest song imaginable, Time of My Life, from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. It's just like Whitey Whiterman. I saw an interview.
It's like, it's such a freaky movie on so many different levels that it's like you can't even describe.
I saw an interview with her. She was on Conan or something. And she said that she, after the movie came out, she kept being approached by people saying, okay, the daughter, like, she's not totally evil, right? She's kind of, like, duped. And she's like, no.
She's evil.
She's totally evil. He's like, yeah, but she's probably, like, a little confused. And she was like, she says, for some reason, every white person that's come up to me just cannot believe that I'm evil in that movie. I'm totally evil, you know? I mean, she is. So,
yeah, I found myself saying, well, you know, she's been hypnotized, too. But
no, she's hypnotized to a certain extent because she's part of a family of
lunatics.
Yeah. I mean, you see them as little kids in that video. That's them as little kids. So clearly, right, when they've been raised in this insane death cult, what do you expect them to turn
sure,
out to be?
Yeah.
But still, she's still making the decision to do it.
Mom's not exactly June Cleaver.
No. I mean, I love the whole bit about get the keys. And she can't find the keys. And he finally just gets so mad at her because you're like, get. Find the effing keys already, you know? And then she's like,
you know, I can't give you the keys.
Oh, man, you little, oh, my God.
For any of you who might be distracted by the sound in the background,
yeah, that's our dog, Johnny.
Making a nest on the sofa.
Yes. She doesn't like when she's not the center of attention. But who doesn't? Okay. I mean, I don't know. I just think this is – part of the thing I liked about it was you kept guessing it was going to go one way and it didn't. You kept thinking something's going to jump out or – like when the deer hits the car and you're like, oh, they're going to find the body. And like you were wrong about all of
everything,
that, which I thought was great because that's a source of a good screenplay. It's not predictable.
Right.
You know, it's like what a weird idea that like there's this family that's going to plug your brain into black people and turn you into like what the. I love the maid. I love the way she talks where she's like, I unplugged your cellular phone. And you're like, something's really wrong with you because people don't talk like that. Cellular phone.
Yep. Yeah, it was such a it just plays with your head so much. The whole movie does. And
literally, in their case, literally.
Right, but it's like they're playing with ours while they're playing with theirs and oh my gosh, just like so. Ooh.
Yeah.
And I would say that that's probably a particularly scary thing to me is people control, like mind controlling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not as afraid of ghosts as I am of that. So, like, you know, go through your list and scratch those off.
All right. Again, this one I made an exception for because I just thought it was.
But see, that's your exception.
I know, but
that's not my exception.
I know, but we're trying to. The whole point of this was for you to broaden your horizons. And so,
no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was for a laugh.
Oh. Well, I'm taking it a little more seriously.
Oh, good for you.
So, but I mean, it's interesting is that when this movie was made, Obama was president, and then it was released after Trump became president, and all of a sudden landed in a very different situation. I mean, I think The Sunken Place is a great, like, horror concept that hasn't really been seen before in a movie, and that's hard to do. Like, that's an interesting idea of that you will be in there forever. But you will have no control over your body or any, like, I thought that's a really, and I thought it was gutsy to visualize it.
Yes.
Because that could come across as a little
really
laughable.
Cheesy, but it didn't.
But it doesn't. It's horrifying as, like, the you know, you're sort of, like, looking into that little window and it's getting further away from you as their
dreams.
Voices get muffled.
Yeah, I've had dreams, you know, like the falling dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that looked the way those dreams felt.
Right.
I felt as though I could relate to that place from falling dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's
no,
a real horror,
no,
horror,
no, no.
horror. And I like the idea that they can surface, like, when they get the flash camera. Like, for a second they wake up.
That was a really good catch, you know, that he took the picture and it flashed, and then he remembered it and used it to his advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Oosh.
At the end, the end of it, when the guy, when the handyman guy wakes up, and he just, after he shoots Allison Williams, he just kills himself because he realizes he's in hell, and he
By
just
the
wants
way,
to die.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't be listening to this if you haven't seen this movie already. Okay, well.
And I thought that the proof that she was evil was that she tried to, after everything that she did to him, including trying to shoot him with a rifle, mm-hmm. with a shotgun, like Betty Draper.
Yeah, right, on the point in the backyard shooting the birds.
Right. I thought, where she's like, oh, I love you. And she started manipulating, you know, just blatant manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's playing him the whole time.
The whole time.
And you keep, and the way that she will go against the family, that leads you to think, oh, she's not in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out, no, that's how long of a con it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, she seems more plausible if she turns against the family occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in on it the whole
time. And her brother?
Possibly
the creepiest of all.
Yeah, he was such a scummy looking dude. I loved it when he stabs him and finally gets himself free. Chris gets free of him, and he stabs him in the knee and knocks him out, and then he keeps kicking him a bunch of it because he was just so mad. I was like, yeah, I was there, man. I was there with you. I have to say, you know how I told you a while back when we did Zodiac, how I knew that movie worked on me when there was a noise outside and I like jumped out of my seat. I was like, man, this movie had me more on edge than I thought. Okay, this is what happened with Get Out. Because I watched this movie the weekend you were in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the movie and I already knew all the spoilers. I had just through osmosis learned it. And I was like, this movie's still just as good as, maybe it would have worked better if I knew it as a surprise, but I thought it worked great even knowing what was coming. So I watched the whole movie, and I thought it was just terrific and scary and weird and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then that night, you were like late getting back to Pittsburgh. You were on your way home.
You mean Ohio?
No, you were on your way back from Ohio to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
We were stopping at Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And so finally, I get a text from your sister. And you're like,
that's why you were so weird.
Yes. Okay. I get this text from you and you're like, hey, it's me. I left my phone in Carol's car. I'm using her phone. We're at the hotel. And I'm like, what? Like that. And I was like, so I write back to you and I'm like, what do you mean you can't get your phone? And you're like, it's in Carol's car. And I'm like, you can't just walk to Carol's car and get your phone? Like, it was weirding me out. And then you were like, I'm already in my jammies. I don't feel like walking across the parking lot to get the phone. Trust me. And I will own this.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you. I'm not going to say it. We're not going to say it on the air. But I sent you a message that only you and I send to one another, and there was only one proper response.
Mm-hmm.
And I admit there was some tiny part of my brain that was like, if I don't get the proper response, Tracy's in the sunken place. Something has happened. And there was like a good 15 to 20 seconds before you responded. And I was sitting right in this chair that I'm sitting right in. And I was like, just staring at my phone. And then I got the proper response. I was like, oh, okay. But I realized in that moment, that's how much this movie had me on edge. Because of course, this movie has that scene where the friend calls mm-hmm. Allison Williams. And she starts playing with him about, you've always wanted to, I know you're, you want to have sex with me, right? He's like, what are you talking about? Like, that's something else I really like about this movie is that it uses modern technology
mm-hmm.
in ways that it shows how you could still make a horror movie with modern technology. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many horror movies that you can't make mm-hmm. anymore with cell phones because it just
like
ruins it.
Like the side of the road with a flashlight.
Right, exactly. But this movie incorporates, this is a modern day horror movie in all the best sense.
Like
and
Little
so,
Shop of Horrors could never happen now.
Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Didn't they get a flat tire and they went to the haunted house in the rain or something?
No. That's
okay.
Not Little Shop of Horrors.
Never mind.
You're thinking Rocky Horror Picture
Rocky
Show.
Rocky Horror, that's right.
That's not a horror movie. Anyway, it's a musical. But anyway, that's how I knew how well this movie worked, is that it had me on edge at right at the weirdest moment you and I have had in a long time. Because mm-hmm. you have never, ever texted me from someone else's phone.
Right.
So it was just a weird...
It's been a couple years now.
What? It's been a couple years.
That we've been texting each other.
Yes. Yeah. So luckily we had that little code. Because if you had given me the wrong answer, it would have not been good.
Right.
So I would have.
What would you have done?
I don't know.
Me, all the way in the sunken place.
I might have gone to the cops and told them about that you were turned into a sex slave or something. And then I got laughed at, you know, by the three cops. I love that whole scene, that whole diversion, because you think that's going to go somewhere.
Right?
And then the cop, the female cop's like, don't tell me I ever did anything for you guys. It's a total dead end.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's great. I just think this movie is just, it just works. It's just Jordan Peele, man. You know, like, we're in a really original story, an original voice.
Very, like, so many aspects of it were original.
Yeah.
You know? But if you want to think back to Rear Window, the flashbulb thing.
Flashbulb
thing.
Saved
him, too.
Yeah. There you go. Flashbulbs. It helps out.
Yeah.
I like how, too, that when the black people that have been turned, mm-hmm. like, the way they're dressed almost like it's antebellum times, like the guy, the Anton guy, the guy that gets kidnapped in the beginning of the movie, when he's there with the older woman, like he's dressed like what a white person, an old racist person would want a black person to dress like. He's got that broad-brimmed hat, and like he doesn't look remotely contemporary. Now, something else I noticed, like, you know, when Chris gets in the car to drive away and he sees that iron mask, that is the guy who grabs Anton in the very beginning of the movie is wearing that mask. It goes by so fast you can't see it.
I saw it in the extras at the end of the DVD. That I saw there's a picture of somebody wearing it.
Yeah, it goes by when I watched the movie the first time. I was like, why is that helmet there? I didn't have to do with anything. And then when I watched the commentary, he points it out and he says, if you look closely, the guy that grabs Anton right off the street is wearing that weird helmet. So. Yeah, it's a whole, like I said, I find the whole notion of, like, cults and, like, families, like, groups of people that are in on it to be very frightening. Like, we've talked about that. Like, how do you manage to find a group full
another
of people?
Another person. Other person that's willing to go along with that crazy
thing. I'm hardly able to convince anybody of anything, let alone, like, oh, hey, do you want to be in, like, a death cult with me where we steal black people and take our brains out and put it? Yeah. Yeah, all right, let's do that. Like, there's enough people into it.
First, one of us is going to have to go to med school and, like, specialize in neurology.
Yeah, pull the scalps off heads and stuff,
Right, I mean, this is going to be a long road.
Yep.
And where are we going to get, like, scholarships for that stuff?
I don't know. Well, probably, you know, probably some people would be willing to fund that. Some of the worst elements in our society willing to. But, anyway, I know you probably didn't find it a pleasant watch, but
No, and I was having a really good time watching The Crown, and that's a little more my speed.
I know, but
yeah, I do say,
yeah, we'll go back to watching The Crown, but anyway, I just think this is a really good movie, unique, and I wanted you to see it. I think it has a lot to say about modern race relations in sort of the metaphorical way. I think that's really interesting. I can't wait to see Jordan Peele's next movie. Apparently CBS has hired him to be the executive producer on their reboot of The Twilight Zone.
Really?
Which is like perfect. But I think by the way, his partner, Key of Key and Peele, has a cameo. He's one of the basketball players that she's checking out on her laptop.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, he's there. So.
when she's next victim shopping.
Yeah. You got to wonder, how did she even have time to date all those people? Like, she's pretty young. And you see her with, like, 10 different people. Like, my God, how long do these relationships last? Including the girl. Like, she's even
right. She was one
pretending
of her,
to be a lesbian, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well,
that whole movie is just crazy.
I think, I know you're probably upset with me now, but I think overall, I think you'll come to appreciate it more because I think it's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. I think there's a lot going on.
What do you base that on?
What I know of you, I think you'll. I think this is a really good movie, and I think you'll appreciate it over time. I think you will.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, I appreciate you willingness to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, check your list.
All right, I will. I guess the last thing I'm going to mention before we sign off, like I said, this is when we're recording this, it's the end of 2017, but by the time everybody hears this, it'll be the beginning of 2018. I did an episode of Fire and Water with Chag where we talked about the things we were sort of thankful for, the things we were happy about in 2017.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing I didn't mention on purpose because they want to save it for this, is I'm thankful for you willing to do this. This has been, for me, a lot of fun. I know it hasn't been a lot of fun for you at times, but I appreciate your willingness to expand your horizons a little bit because I know this isn't comfortable for you.
No, yeah, right, for sure.
For sure. I mean, has there only been, we've done, I think, 15 of these. I think there's only, has there any of the movie you actually liked? I guess The Innocents. You didn't really even like that one. I mean, you did, though. You thought that was really good, though.
That was super creepy.
But you thought it was really good, though.
Creepy movie. I didn't make it all the way through.
No, you didn't make it through The Innocents. I mean, you like The Exorcist, too, you know? I don't know. The word like is taking a beating in this contest.
You're playing fast and loose with that word.
Anyway, I appreciate your willingness to do this. This has been a lot of fun. I will admit, Tracy watches a BBC soap opera called Coronation Street.
My love.
And it's been on for, what?
Like 60 years.
60 years or something. It was like 5,000 episodes. So she's been
literally 5,000 episodes.
So you've been watching it for a while now, and I have ended up watching some of it just by sheer osmosis because it's on or in the background. So now I'm kind of into it.
Right.
I'm sort of watching it. And you have said that you appreciate me enjoying it along with you.
Yes.
So I appreciate your willingness to watch some of these movies that I sort of curate for you because I think a lot of these are really good and interesting. And I like horror movies. I like all kinds of movies. But I appreciate you willing to do this, and it's one of the things I like about you is that the fun Tracy is mostly gone, but she's in the sunken place, but she's coming back a little bit, willing to do this. But no, all seriousness aside, I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun. I like doing these with you, and that's one of the reasons I love you so much is that you're constantly surprising me, even though we're 14 years in at this point. So.
Wow.
In a long time, huh?
You must be really old.
I am. But no, I this has been a lot of fun. I look forward to what other ones we do in 2018.
Just check your list.
Okay. Well,
thank you. That was very nice.
Yes. This is I love doing these shows and people like listening to them and it's a lot of fun watching them. So I'll look for some less intense stuff.
There we go.
After this. But exit. This is
I think like Shaun of the Dead.
Well, that's a comedy.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. I'll see what there's lots of horror comedy, but I don't think there's a lot of great horror comedy. This has some laughs though. You have to admit,
it does have
this fun. Has some gen. You laughed out loud a bunch of times at this movie.
Like twice.
A couple. Pretty much all the scenes with the TSA.
Yeah.
Guy Levon, I think his name is, or Leroy, or whatever. He's But he's funny. He's funny in this movie.
He is very
funny. I told you, get out of there. He's being the audience. Get out of there. Don't.
That's. Yeah. I told you don't go in that house. I
told you to go in that house. Yeah. He's totally being the audience in that case. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess we're going to wrap it up. This is. It's been Get Out. I have to thank my friend Chris, who lent me the DVD Blu-ray. So thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, he's not going to hear this, but I'll tell him.
Okay.
So that's Get Out, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You really had to coax that one out of you. And we will see you again. We'll see you again soon. We'll do another one of these soon, and I'll find something a little more enjoyable. I love Get Out. I think it's a great movie.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Tracy, for doing this. Thank you for I helped. We did have ice cream.
We did.
That helped sand down the edges a little bit.
I probably should have had more ice cream than I did.
There's more ice cream in the fridge.
Well, now it's kind of over.
Ah, all right.
You know.
Okay. We'll go back to watching The Crown.
Yes.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And thank you for all the wonderful, kind comments you've left on Facebook and on the website. It's really great. It's very rewarding that people enjoy the show as sort of rough and tumble and loose as it is. We're just sitting here recording this into my phone and whatnot. So anyway, thanks, everybody. We will see you later. Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
Uh-huh. I love you, too. I left a space.
That space you heard, everybody, that's me editing something out that Tracy just said because I don't want you to hear it. So anyway, thanks, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Yo, hey, what up, Rose? It's me, Rod.
Hi.
Where's Chris?
He left 2 days ago.
He left?
Yeah, he got all paranoid and then he freaked out on me. And then he just got in a cab and left his phone. Wait, you haven't seen him?
No, he never came back here.
Oh my God.
Look, man, I've been calling his phone a bunch of times. Matter of fact, I went to the police.
What did you say?
I just said he was missing.
Oh, good.
Let me ask you something. What cab company did he use to leave?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I guess maybe a local one, or I guess he could have called an Uber. Wait, I'm so confused.
Oh, you confused? Oh, okay. Confused. You know something? Me too. Could you hold on 1 second?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. You lying bitch. She is lying like a motherfucker. I know that. Ooh, that TSA shit tingles. This motherfucker's lying.